What if Jesus and his 12 disciples were black? Well, in the new film, The Book of Clarence, they are black.
It's him.
Jesus of Nazareth. My God. Oh, no, God doesn't exist.
Set in the streets of Jerusalem, 29 CE, The Book of Clarence follows a non-believer, Clarence, played by Lakeith Stanfield. He's a young man who's hustling, in debt, and trying to take care of his mama.
Clarence is every man. Clarence is the person that we grew up with. Clarence is the person that lives next door to you, always your younger brother, always your big brother, that has dreams and aspirations.
James Samuel wrote, directed, and scored the film. He also talked to me about it and about faith. A heads up, at the end of this conversation, you will hear him use the N-word to illustrate a point. To start us off, I asked Samuel if he'd had any reluctance about injecting satire and comedy into a biblical story, and he told me, not at all.
I don't think you've lived a day in your life without laughter. I grew up in the hood. There's absolute hijinks and laughter in the hood and absolute terror, so none of it is actually satire for me. You know, Clarence and his best friend Elijah get stopped by the Romans.
There's been a theft in the area. And you men fit the description of the assailant.
Funny, my friend and I have two entirely different descriptions.
That happens to literally all of us growing up. That we, as like black people in the hood, we begin to make fun of it and make fun of the police stopping us, right, unlawfully. So what I did was tell a story of an everyman, a man without faith, who finds it. There's so many stories of people without faith, of false messiahs in the Bible.
Can I ask you about, because your last movie, The Harder They Fall, which mm-hmm. I really love, that was a Western, with a black point of view. Do you think of it that way, or do you just think of it as I am telling an experience that I know and can relate to and people around me know?
Yeah, no, I never see things as I'm doing a black movie, because Jurassic Park ain't really got no black people in there, except Samuel L. Jackson, who gets chomped to death. That ain't no white lens, right? So me telling the Book of Clarence isn't through a black lens. It's through a world lens. The Bible says, skin the color of burnt brass, hear the texture of lamb's wool. That don't sound like Max von Sydow to me, right? We watch the Ten Commandments and it's on at Easter and we have a family around and it's just on in the background and let my people go. And Moses parting the Red Sea. And no one questions the fact that Yul Brynner is not Egyptian, doesn't look like any Egyptian I've ever met. Ten Commandments isn't through a white lens, it's just cinema. So for me, the Book of Clarence is just cinema through a world lens. It's populated with black people because I wanted to have a story that resembled the environment that I grew up in. I do want people of my complexion to watch that film and have a point of visual reference that they can relate to when they watch biblical era films, when they see Jesus on screen and all that, because we never had that, Aisha. Not once in 136 years of the moving image.
But am I not a child of the Lord?
You highfalutin nincompoop, you want me to baptize you to attain good favor with our Lord, so that when you are called to heaven, you and this bushman will be welcomed with open arms?
Yes, basically.
So, Clarence, you now believe in Jesus?
Yes. Basically.
Fire! I mean, I felt like it was a very interesting, because with Clarence, he does start off as someone who does not believe, but he goes on a journey with faith.
Exactly.
Over the course of this movie. Why did you make that choice?
Because that's all of us, right? Some of the best people I know aren't religious. Like Clarence makes a lot of money and he gives it all away at his own detriment. A lot of the best people I know aren't religious. And a lot of the worst people I know are super religious. Human beings are human beings. Clarence does a great thing while he has no faith, but he still embarks on a road that leads him down a path of self-discovery, faith, and ultimately redemption. But he ends up in a place of faith. He says, I don't believe, I know there's a God.
What do you think is the difference between belief and knowing?
There's a huge difference. You ever spoken to one of your religious friends who's telling you alcohol is bad, but they're smoking a cigarette? Like, man, you're a walking contradiction. One of my friends, he was telling me, we were getting ready for a Halloween party. He's telling me how Halloween is against God. It's a pagan belief, this and that. And the other. While he was talking to me, he was smoking a cigarette. I was like, what you're doing is the worst sin on the planet. Cigarettes are so bad, they kill the little child next to you that's not even doing it. You don't know there's a God. You believe in it. If you knew God exists and he told you that cigarette is bad, you'll never smoke again. For me, your parents teach you about God or something else in the universe, and then you get to a stage where you know it to be true. You get oxygen from the trees, energy from the sun. Then you're thrown in a scenario that you should not come out of, and you come out of it. And the only explanation that you can have is God. So for me, knowledge is stronger than belief. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, and I have to ask you another part of the movie that I found really kind of funny, but I also saw where it was coming from, was this idea of a white Jesus. Blue eyes, just beautiful.
Yeah,
that's very attractive, but it was very attractive to the black people in this movie. And I wonder, were you trying to say something about black Christianity being shaped by a European worldview?
I wouldn't say black Christianity, but I was not trying to. I was straight saying something about black people, about black people yes. being shaped by white Jesus.
Yes, and they love the way he looked.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was saying. When I was growing up, we had a big Jesus picture in the living room. White yes. Jesus being crucified. Yes. And it was 3D.
Yeah. And well, in my grandma's house, we would have our JFK and then Martin Luther King and then white Jesus.
JFK, Martin Luther King, and white Jesus. And watch this. If you said to your gran, two of those pictures have to go, you know what's going to remain. So I literally shone a light, a humorous one, on our obsession with the imagery of white Jesus.
And what do you want people to take from this film to reflect on when it comes to their faith and to their belief?
I want people to be inspired, but your faith won't be challenged leaving this movie. But if you have no faith, it may be challenged. You may think of the time where you did have a walking on water moment. Right? Because we all have that moment in our lives at some point. We experience miracles so often, we just take them for granted. We abuse the magic of life every single day by the way we talk to each other, by the way we treat each other. There is something greater than us, and we are much greater than we think we are. I watch a lot of people complain when I, because, you know, I always say peace to the God, peace to the God. That's how I approach my people. That's how I speak to them. And I see people in comments that, you know, he says we're gods and that's where the fall of man would happen. Really? But yet no one would comment if I go, peace, my nigga. No one will say anything. When I see the God in you, Aisha, and when you speak to James and you see the good in James, you see the God in James. You know what I mean? So if we come out from the book Clarence with even a slight sense of wonder, man, I've done my job. You know what I mean?
That is James Samuel, the writer and director of the new movie, The Book of Clarence. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, Aisha, and peace to the gods.